Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help
you? Hi. I just tried to order something for you. It's supposed to be a free gift if I paid the postage. And my credit card company just called and told me it's a fraud. So I'd like to cancel that.
Yes, ma'am. Can I get your zip code?
92404.
92404?
Yes.
And what was your first and last name?
Sandra Derner. D-O-E-R-N-E-R.
Yeah, what was your mailing address?
3232 Parkside Drive, San Bernardino, California, 92404.
Yes, give me one moment. Yes, and I do see there was a contest that was entered for the Dyson vacuum.
That is not what it was. It was supposed to be, I got a, no, that's not what I signed up for. So I want to cancel that.
Did you do a survey?
Yes.
Were you trying to pick a gift at the end?
Yes.
That gift is a contest entry. That's stated throughout the
week. That's not what it said. That's not what it said.
Yes, and we do apologize. The terms and conditions are misunderstood, but you have to be enrolled in Bites Hub. That's stated throughout the website. Give me one moment to have your account canceled, and I can give you a cancellation number, though.
Okay, let me get a pen. Hang on. And no terms and conditions were ever offered to me.
Yes, and you would have had to agree that you read and understood those terms and conditions.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready for
sure.
Your cancellation number?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
C as in Charlie. 9204568488.
C92045684848.
That's correct.
Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so you've canceled it, right?
That's correct.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Thanks for my customer support. Have a great day.
Okay, they canceled it.
Good job, baby.